now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? What up now? We back. Dope Dope Podcast, yeah. What up? What up with y'all? Yeah. Dream Black Productions. What up? What's going down? What's going down? I go hoodie.
They snitches, so I gotta watch the name. Don't know why they watching me watch K. Dumped out here first in the game. Told my brother that I'm able with the cane. Told my mother one day she gon' get a range. Got the hustle from my daddy, it's the same. Yeah.
What up? What's up with you, man?
Another day, bro.
Another day? Yeah, you ain't lying, dog. Same old shit, man, on this Monday, man. You know how it go, dog. You know how it is, man. What you know good, man? Y'all all right up,
man? Man, I was trying to sit this motherfucker out.
Ah, okay. Let me make it happen too.
It froze for a second.
Yeah, I seen it froze. I ain't know what's happening. Let me see if I can share it too. The shares be weird. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I like the old share. But what up though, man? How you in the family? Damn.
Shit, slow motion, bro. You
know,
different day, man. Keep on trucking, what they say.
Yeah. Keep it moving. Thing. Keep on trucking through.
Yeah. That's the whole
thing.
Keep on trucking.
Yours truly, Britt. What up? Okay, yeah. Playing some real nigga shit.
Man, was anywhere to know.
Same old thing, man. It's Monday action. You know how it go, dog.
I've been seeing y'all. I tried to tap in for a second last.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You definitely had a lot going on, man. Same old shit. We supposed to had a guest, but I think we tapped into Cali. You know, we ain't always lined up on that time zone difference.
What time is it in Cali? Like 4?
Yeah, I think it's like 4 or 5 out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, yeah, but what up, man? Let's jump into it, man. What up? Man,
Let's get it.
It's been a minute. Yo. Welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture, man. As usual, man, we got my main man, Big Homie Hoodie, in this thing.
What's happening?
What up with y'all? And I'm your man, King Acklin, in this. What up? Yeah, what up, man? I was talking to Amore. He's like, shit, we should have never went to Facebook.
Man. Nah,
for real,
bro.
Hold up. Yeah. Uh-oh.
I had to put my Clark Kent on.
Man. Yeah, you had to switch on us.
Yeah, I had to put my Clark
Kent
on today. Nigga getting old, them eyes start going out, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, man, that's weird. Hey, you got to see. That's terrible, ain't it?
Hey, don't take advantage of your youth.
That's it. Don't take advantage, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to save the peoples.
Man.
That's why I try to tell my daughter, man. I'm like, listen, man, you ruining your eyes. The doctor tell you every time we come, you don't listen to nothing that he say.
What you be you doing on the phone?
Yeah, just stay in that screen, dog. Like you ain't supposed to stay on the screen that long. Then you really ain't supposed to be on the screen in the dark. We like, man, cut some light on. She don't listen. I'm hard at it.
Man, hell yeah. I said, I'm going to take a week off one of these. I don't know what week it's going to be, bro, but I'm going to take a week where I don't look at the damn screen at all, bro.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. They say you got to get some sunshine, and you know what I mean? It's just terrible. We in a terrible era, you know what I mean? Because everything you got to do, you got to look at the screen for the most part.
Hey, look at my nigga. Hey, we ain't got no guests today. Bring that nigga L's up, bro.
Who? Oh, okay. Where he at?
Bring that nigga L's up. We ain't got no... Amari talk rap with you about L's.
Yeah, said L's supposed to be doing some shit. Yeah, cause he was just like L's, and I was like, well, who was L? I'm like, cool, but who was L's? Well, he's like, oh, okay.
This people. Nigga talking about he on the grill, nigga. You try to copy me, nigga. Cause when you talk to me, I was grilling.
He trying to be grill master.
Yeah, you can't take my grill title, nigga.
It's a perfect day. Did you grill though, Hoodie? Did you get out there?
I definitely did earlier, bro.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up.
If it feel good outside, I'm on the grill. Dog.
You on the grill? Man, yeah, I should.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Damn, that's what's up. Yeah, I should have. I've been talking. I'm a fire man up for the last week. I ain't bust a move, dog.
Man, hey, a real grillologist nigga can grill and hold a phone at the same time.
What they say in the comments?
They said I was grilling when you was in Dot. Yeah, nigga, you're 62. That's why.
shit, that's what's up. Hey, yeah, grilling season. It's time, man. I smell a barbecue all the way from here, man. I know y'all cooked it up.
Yeah, man. It can't feel good outside for me, bro.
You own it. Chef flipping, seasoning, all that good shit.
All that shit. Plus, I got special season. I season my shit a special way. My shit be fire. That's why everybody be wanting me to barbecue. My shit like crack.
Is that Duffy secret recipe? Hey,
it ain't even got nothing to do with none of it. It's just me.
Nah, it's Hoodie.
My old lady, the only one that know how I season my food, bro.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Man,
keep it locked in. Yeah, that's what's up.
Matter of fact, I might put it in a bottle and sell it and call it Cracker Q.
That nasty seasoning. Look. There y'all go. Look. Hey.
Man.
You can't limit the brand, Hoodie. That nasty seasoning.
Man, can't.
That's what's up, man. Let's jump right into it, man. We might be up out of here today, but listen. Let's kick this shit off with the cap of the week, man. Listen, the cap of the week, and I just happen to see this. Dylon. Huh?
You got the sniffle?
Yeah, just a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to cut. It got a little warm down here today.
They ain't get you, did
it? Nah.
Like, sick shit going around again, dog.
They trying to. I think it might be allergies or something. But it's the weather flip flopping.
Yeah, back before. Nah, COVID again too.
They said that's coming back strong. Yeah, before we get into the cap of the week, hey, because that's cap. I'm sick of this. And well, I guess it ain't. They said it's coming back strong. There's been some cases of even stronger this week. We got two. COVID. Young Kobe said it's the return.
Man, this shit is crazy, dog. Like, this shit, bro, I thought we was on the way out of this COVID shit, dog. I thought it was going to turn into some shit. But at the same time, niggas is catching it, but they just announced. CDC said you ain't even got a quarantine or nothing no more for COVID.
Yeah, so I'm like, what? I'm like, really? What does that mean? Because I'm like, you got to chill a little bit even if you got the flu. So I'm like, they just like, fuck COVID now? Like,
yeah, they can go ahead and go.
Go on, do whatever you going to do.
Man, my cousin told me his kid was in school.
Mm-hmm.
This was a couple weeks back, and they called and said he had COVID symptoms. But they was going to let him finish the day before they even send him home.
It's wild. Like, you don't know what to believe. Like, I don't know where we at with it. I mean, I guess we there. Well, like you said, you ain't got quarantine. They just said they not gonna send him home. Like, it's weird.
It's like they want everybody sick, bro.
They want everybody sick. Like, I feel like it's a conspiracy. Like, I don't know. Hoodie, man. I don't know what to say.
You think they trying to take some niggas out?
They trying to lessen the population a little bit. I feel like it.
Yeah, I be feeling like it too, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I feel like they try to sneak some shit out, and this is what's sticking, the COVID. So now when they be like, you ain't got quarantine or none of that, it just make you think like, nah, if not, if you sick, they just gonna let you be out here.
Nah, for real, bro. Like, I never understand that, man.
Yeah. Like, they not even saying, hey, y'all might need to, you know, wear the mask a little bit. They not even saying that.
Hell no.
Go be free.
You know, niggas ain't been wearing masks since 2020, for real.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Niggas busted out their masks. Niggas was like, fuck that.
Niggas like, I'm not going back. Like, they just got their feet, they freedom. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going back to that.
Man. What? That's a fact, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was one of them niggas that was like, fuck the mask too, so.
I couldn't wait to get rid of the mask, though. Man, I ain't gonna lie. We wore it strong for about a year or so. But then after that, nah, when they said we was free.
Hey, but when I had the worm, nigga, I was one of them niggas. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I was one of them corny niggas, nigga. I had the mask to match what you had on.
I was right with you. The colors. You try to match your shit up.
I'm rocking red today. Let me get a red mask.
Let me get the red mask. The black go. I got the black because the black go with everything. I even got a camouflage mask.
Hey, bro, nigga, I bought a Kobe hoodie, nigga, with a Kobe mask. All kind of. I was out here corny as fuck. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Hey, I was right there. That's corny. I was right there corny with you. You know what I'm saying? If I had my niggas, if I had some kingish. I had a kingish mask and everything. I was out here, right? I was out here matching.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
was the second cap, bro? I forgot that quick. Okay, we said COVID.
Yeah, we said COVID and Dylan, man, for making the band, man. Making the band. Dylan said the Dave Chappelle skit ruined his career.
Man, I think Dylan's career was already ruined.
Dylan's career was a done not away before Dave Chappelle.
I don't think the band was going anywhere for real, for real.
I don't think they was making no noise. Like, and even if the little noise that they made, he wasn't really a part of that shit either. Anyway,
nah. I think the main niggas that was popping in the band was what Ness Chopper, Fred.
Yep, and Fred.
Yeah,
Babs for a hot second. You know what I'm saying? She had her little joints on her, I think, if I can remember.
Yeah,
but that's it. They set Dylan up. To look like the fool almost anyway, like even before that skit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was the nigga that they was like, nah, you tripping.
Yeah.
You the weak link in that anyway. So yeah, I don't know what Dylan talking about. He trying to make calls, nobody was answering the phone. Like who? I don't even believe who didn't answer the phone, huh?
That's he gonna try sue.
Yeah. Who was he trying to call? You? I know you weren't trying to call Dave Chappelle. I know he wasn't trying to call Dave.
I hope not, bro.
I hope not, bro. It wasn't gonna work out for him at all, dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Let's jump right into it, man. We start talking about COVID, and I skipped it, man. Listen, this is season 3, episode 17 of the Dope Dope Podcast, man. So we rolling, man. Episode 142 overall. We moving, dog.
Yes, sir.
We moving on these pods. I need to go back. Let's jump in.
See what's the first episode I was on.
Yeah. What was it? I don't even know. We have to go look.
I'm going to have to go see what my first episode was.
Yeah, we got to go and run that back. We're going to have to run a clip or two back.
When did y'all start?
I want to say 2019 or 2020.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we was deep too. We was on Zoom. We was before the live.
Yeah, y'all had a whole cast at first, bro. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Niggas faltered off. Summertime hit. Some people left because summertime it got hot outside. Man, they was trying to be free.
Niggas got off now. Nah, at COVID, niggas got off your COVID leash and was gone.
Yeah, they was after COVID. It's like, no, we're out of here. It's summertime. COVID is fake gone. I'm outside. They ain't have time.
The clubhouse.
Yeah, is that what happened?
Niggas was able to go outside, bro. Niggas said, "Fuck this clubhouse shit."
Yeah, and I feel like I wasn't even never on her like that, but I feel like, you know, every blue moon a nigga talk about do some clubhouse shit.
Hey, we still get on from time to time, bro. Kick the shit. Yeah, man, a couple of us.
That's what's up.
We got like a group about 15 of us to get on there and shit.
Ah, okay.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What's up. Let's get into it. The nigga Joe Budden. Mr. Opinionated, he said the female rapper wave is over.
Do you?
Yeah, you agree with him? He said it's over for the female rappers. And I know that's the tag, the headline, but he really was like, it's over in the fact that for a minute there, any female rapper was it was popping when they dropped. He's like, now he said that shit's done. If you ain't one of the main stars, it's over for you. He said the wave is over. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's true. Yeah. I don't know why they always try to box the women out, dog. I think the women can keep doing their thing. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I don't think it's over neither. I think it's just begun. I mean, they gonna keep popping. I mean, shit, I feel like every week I hear a new woman rapper that's all right.
Yeah.
Hell, we done had a few back to back. On the pod, right. You know what I mean?
Plus that Glorilla, that new Glorilla shit, my shit, bro.
That new Glorilla is a bop, man. She came back with one.
Man, I feel like, man, you see LeBron singing that shit?
Yeah.
And then LeBron was like, Master Nails, though.
I miss that. Nigga didn't say it. Did he say that for real?
Yeah, watch it. Look at it. That nigga LeBron said Master Nails,
that nigga said Master Nails. Nails, how Mr. 40K, man. How you feel about LeBron? He's, you know what I'm saying? You a big Lakers fan.
Hey, man, it's hard. I'm going to be a Kobe fan to the day I'm gone, bro.
Yeah.
It's hard not to call LeBron the GOAT, bro.
Hey, it's real hard.
It's hard. It's hard not to call it. That nigga's first to 40. Most points ever.
My nigga.
Four rings,
both like
MVPs, multiple all star teams, multiple. Man, hey,
you're 21. Is this your 21 or 22? You're 20, it don't matter,
bro.
21 playing like this.
21, bro.
I've been forever saying it's Jordan, 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 Jordan. I don't know if I can hold on to that. It's 2024. I don't know if I can hold on to that in 2024, though.
I feel you, bro.
Yeah, I'm for real. Like, it's hard to deny. Like, I heard, like, if you don't like him, you just don't like. Just say you don't like him.
And that's how I feel, bro, because at this point, dog, it's just hate if you start. If you're trying to say LeBron ain't there, bro, you just don't like that nigga, bro, like you said.
You just don't like him, G. That nigga is nigga. We've never seen this ever in life. Thanks. We ain't even never heard of this. We ain't seen this shit before.
That's a fact.
Shout out to LeBron, man. That nigga's cold.
Nah, shout out to the GOAT. I'ma call him the GOAT. I gotta give it to him, bro.
Hey, fuck it, man. GOAT James, nigga. GOAT James, man. And the way he done, you know, carried himself and did it, I ain't gonna say the right way, but like, you know what I'm saying? No issues, no problems.
Yeah, none of the bullshit that to come right with way, it. Bro.
Yeah, I guess it's the right way. No right, problems, none of that.
None of the bullshit.
Bro. None of the bullshit that they can throw at him. Like, so they got to find all his frivolous things to say.
Right.
Because they don't got nothing else. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Look at LeBron, though. That nigga's cold. But back to Joe Budden and his women right wave. I think he might be tripping a little bit, man. We got women popping out every day.
Nah, yeah, I definitely think Joe tripping. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I do feel like us. I feel like we always fucking with the women, though. I feel like we always, you know what I'm saying?
Every chance we get, like even when this this storm or this wave, if you want to call it that, of women rappers or the ladies taking over, it's been like this for the last couple of years. Now, like it's been somebody. When we say we, like it's been, you know, the males or other people just trying to knock their way, whether it's their content. Whether it's saying that they ain't, you know what I'm saying, that it ain't gonna last.
Every time.
Whether they saying how they look, how they drip, like they find any way to knock the chicks.
Every time, bro, I agree. Every time, bro.
Shout out to His Lux on the pod, another female rapper. So she definitely not trying to hear that the female wave is stopping. She's a part of the wave. Right. So, yeah, that wave gonna keep going, man. Speaking of the female rappers, man, what you think about that Cardi freestyle? What you think about Cardi, man?
I'm trying to find a way to say this to not sound like a hater, bro.
Yeah.
Cause I
go ahead.
I don't hate it, bro. Like I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
But
the butt ain't even about the way it sounds either. It's just
you don't want to sound like it. I think.
Hold on, I'm trying to think. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Give it 2 seconds. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Cause it's not. It's
the
not.
Brisa, the, that song was fine.
The song ain't bad. I think it's that. It's been so long for Cardi.
Yeah.
That everybody is expecting this big ass song. And I think we still waiting on that right now.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. And I'm glad she dropped something, but I see why she tagged freestyle on that, because of course it was a freestyle. That beat been used before, yeah. Even her flow, like they was talking about, it was the Slump guy, Ski Master Slump guy, his flow, which Thanks. Is probably the main reason why she called it a freestyle. Now, like you said, I think we just were waiting on a real drop, a for real new Cardi B joint and Cardi B music. And I don't know, man. I think she might be scared to put that music out. And I don't know why. It's been about 6 or 7 years, though. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think she's scared of. All right, this is going to sound crazy.
Let's go.
Not scared of Nicki Minaj like she's scared of her, but I think she's scared to drop a song and it don't do the numbers that Nicki Minaj can make fun of.
That might be a good ass rational answer, to be honest, because you got to think, bro, like she's smoking all the features that she's on.
Yeah.
But it's a difference if she drops her, like to your point, if she drops her own shit and it don't do those numbers. Like she set the precedent her own self with her first album.
Facts.
And
she really should have dropped that second album, bro, immediately. Like after her first album run a little bit, she had that Please Me with Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
She should have dropped that album then, like
that was the go ahead. That was the loop. That was the alley oop right there with Bruno. Yeah, and that whole Nicki scene, I never thought about that. Because whatever you say, Nicki drops and does numbers. No matter what, bruh. No matter what.
Just imagine the ammo for Nicki Minaj if she drops and the numbers ain't up to par.
Facts. And she can't think like that. You gotta compete, bruh.
Yeah.
What they say, the cook guys, I think if she drops her numbers drop her 250 payday, payday, 250k paydays will vanish if her numbers drop. Yeah, but hey man, she gotta put out music, dog. I'm with you. Like she's scared, dog. Like, and I don't know, bro. Like you gotta rap. At the end of the day, you know what this art, you in the culture, you an artist. You gotta drop.
Got to, bro.
Shout out Cole in the Clutch on the pod. You gotta drop, man. She's scared. I wish she wasn't, because she gotta compete. And Nicki's still out, like, despite all the bullshit we didn't talk about, Nicki's still out here doing her thing. She's moving numbers, tour's going crazy. That kicked off.
I think that's all wrapped in together. Like they said, she's more afraid of losing her paydays than Nicki dissing her. I think that's all wrapped in together, because if she dropped and the numbers ain't there and Nicki start riding her ass, bro, and talking about the numbers, oh yeah, that's definitely gonna affect her pockets.
Yeah. It's all rolled in together. I'm with you, Hoodie. I think it all goes together. That's all a part of it. It's all of that rolled into a big ball that's in her head, sitting on her shoulder, talking to her every day, bro. What's good? What's good? Shout out to Cardi, though. I hope she does drop, dog. Like for real. Like even if she just give us, I take a EP or something at this point. You know what I mean?
What kind of song are you looking for from Cardi, bro? Like, what you want to see?
I don't know if I have any expectations of what I want to see. I just want a dope-ass song from a bop. Like, I don't know. I don't think I have any expectations as long as it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't got no route. I don't want to see no specific. Ain't no specific route or style I wanted to do. I just wanted to be Cardi and spit that shit.
I feel.
Yeah, get
Jones,
back.
What up? CEO,
get back to
Jones.
That fun that shit.
One time, that's my nigga CEO Jones right there, dog.
Shout out CEO Jones.
That's my dog. There, he own Willie B's and all that shit, bro. So when you see me talking about Willie B's, that's him.
Okay. What up, man? What up with y'all, man? Shout out to Sean Marker too. What up, man? What up with everybody, man? What up with y'all? We talking about Cardi B, man. Cardi, what y'all think, man? Is Cardi scared to drop his music or what? Let's move on, man. Speaking of female artists, man, Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, baby mama. Look, Rihanna become the first artist, female artist, to drop, to have 10 videos with over 1 billion views each on YouTube, dog.
I'm over Rihanna, dog.
You over Rihanna? Yeah, why you over Riri, bro?
Because I love Rihanna.
Because you love her? Nah, you cut out a little bit. What yeah, what happened?
Because Rihanna's like my favorite, dog. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. Rihanna's my favorite, like, singing woman out there. Like, now she ain't the best singer, but she's like, overall package, she my favorite. And this motherfucker been playing with this music for a minute, dog. And like, she just out here getting pregnant, knocked up, getting the biggest bags of her life, making Fenty products and shit, dog. She just living her best life, like. Niggas ain't still singing "Wham Ba 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 Man Down" and shit, dog. Like, come on, Rihanna, give me something new, girl.
Hey, she's out here living her best life. That she just got what? Six? Was it 6 million?
Two niggas that piss me off the most in this world right now:
Andre 3000 and Rihanna.
And Rihanna, dog. Them two motherfuckers right there. Hey, them niggas make me. Dog, this nigga Andre 3000 is on a fucking flute tour, bro.
Hey, but you see, Big Boy said "Flutie who, nigga?"
Hold on, bro. Let me bring it back down.
Yeah, you all right? Yeah, you got blood pressure went up a little bit, didn't you? We don't need you passing out on the pod, hoodie. Calm down, G.
Nah, I don't even want, man.
Every time you think of a flute, nigga, you get irate, don't you? You want to tear shit up. Look, look, that your partner put, your man put flutes in the comments.
And I seen him with Big Boy.
Yeah, they, you know what I'm saying, the flute to a hoodie, you know what I'm saying, it coming to a hood near you. The flutes, my nigga, Flutie who?
Y'all don't understand, bro, how much this hurts me in my soul, bro. Like, oh, hey, my God.
Nigga, dog. My nigga, you know what would be bad? What if these niggas said they dropping again and it's a flute? And drum album, like Big Boy just gonna give us drums and this nigga gonna give us flutes.
I don't like that joke, bro. I don't like that joke.
Young like Data, look, they said Young Flutie.
Them niggas big make homie. Them niggas make an 808 and flute album. I'm gonna be big,
808
bro.
And flutes, my nigga. I'm telling you, dog. 808 and flutes. Like,
I. Just, bro, just give me, I'm like you, nigga, just give me an EP, bro.
Hey, same thing here. Just give me an EP, bro. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Just give me four songs, bro. That's it.
Yeah. Could be cash. Shout out to Could Be Cash on the pod. Hey, just give me four joints. I'm happy. Like, y'all won't complain at all. You can go back to flute now you want to.
Hey, they got 1 year to give me some kind of music, bro. I'm gonna learn this AI shit, and I'm gonna make my
own. You gonna make your own?
they got 1 year, bro. I'm gonna make my own Outkast album with some AI.
Hey, that's a fact. Listen, hey, and we gonna play it on the pod.
Man, fact. Man, I'm gonna make up some shit.
Hey, we be on here for a little bit, or maybe not.
We come on here for as long as the road takes us, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Might be 7:59, might be 7:39.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They said 45. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know. Quarter till.
Never know. Just gotta tap in and see.
Yeah, what a pie flow takers. Speaking of what a pie flow takers, what about y'all nigga Meek Mill, man? He going on his rant over these Diddy allegations. This what nigga, up with bro. This nigga Meek, bro? They got him started.
Needs a social media manager, bro.
He needs some kind of, who is in Meek's life to tell him to stop?
Man.
Shut up. Don't say no more.
And then he make himself look bad, dog. Like, I feel like he be over trying to do it, dog. He be fucking himself up, dog.
Hey, he really does. Because that one he posted, like, I think Amore sent it in the group chat where he talking about, Like he just was out the blue because what he say, two bitches and thinking of all this and that. Like, come on, bro. You sound guilty.
The main one I was talking about, bro.
You sound guilty, my guy. Then he's, yeah. He sound guilty as fuck.
Man, let me see. I wonder if I can find it real quick.
Yeah, read it. It's in the group chat, I think. Shout out to Val Watch. What up, Val? Hey, but yeah, Meek got to chill, though. Like, and I don't even want to get into the other, like, the Diddy shit is wild. Like, I feel like they, at this point, they just throwing shit out there.
Like, here it go.
Go ahead. You great. Read it. Let's go.
Tweets from Meek Mill.
Philly tweets from Meek.
When I got a girl around me, I'm fucking up twice a day. LOL. Ask some of your favorites. Pussy don't control me, but it's like a high. One look to the gay people, but that juicy pussy do it for me. I done ran red lights to get that feeling. Y'all weird on here like devils. Laugh out loud.
Bruh.
Hold on. I didn't do one line justice.
Go ahead. You didn't. You got to say it over. Say the line over. Get it right now.
So the line remember. Is actually one love to the gay people, but that juicy pussy do it for me. Bro, this nigga said me.
Why that nigga say me without
with six E's and a smiley face?
I read that in the group chat. I said, hey, that shit's true.
Nah, this nigga is wild, bro. This nigga said for me.
I thought the same thing. I said, this nigga sound like his legs is just in the air. Like, yo, sick.
Oh, man.
This nigga's legs in the air right now as he typed that. That nigga typed that and rolled over.
This nigga is something else, bro.
They, in the comments, they said Meek the lamest rapper. And look, I don't be thinking that, but when this shit like this make me think, see why people say that, dog, because he be wilding, huh? Where is this nigga's team at? Who get the phone out of his hand? Dog? He's tripping.
If I could ask me one question, it would just be why he put six E's on me with a smiley face.
Six E's with the smiley face. Yeah. Wow, dog. That nigga's legs was in the air. I feel like he typed that in a chair and then spun around. Where is he his seeing?
That's nasty work.
Hey, that is, dog. That is nasty work, dog. Shout out to Meek, dog. But he need to chill, dog. And he said they tried to do it because he was dropping an album.
Nobody give a fuck about that.
Nobody give a fuck about that. Hey, we didn't even know that was coming out.
Some rappers need to realize, though, sometimes it's time to not put you as the focus and find some other people to push. Because your run is pretty much over. But you can prolong your run by getting some more people that they fuck with and, you know, just doing shit with them.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened to Dream Chasers?
Nick Sleep. I don't know.
They went back to bed, Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
They said nobody give a fuck about his music. Hey, but you right about that. Like, putting energy into some other shit, like you just said, it'll, you know what I'm saying, that gives you more energy too. Like, it increases your, you know what I'm saying, your reach, your longevity. Like,
they all did it. All of them did it. That's how Wayne prolonged his run. Ross prolonged his run.
Yep.
Gucci been prolonging his run by fucking with all the young niggas. Like, that's how you prolong your run.
Yep, got it. Him. Yeah.
Facts.
Like, I don't know what people think sometimes. Like, maybe that ain't, I don't know. Maybe that ain't in them to do that. Like, maybe they can't see it. Maybe they can't realize it. Like, maybe it ain't for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, yeah. Britt said he fighting them allegations so hard, making it worse. He definitely is, dog.
That nigga said one love to the gay people.
One love to the gay people. I'm like, hey, don't be one love, nigga. Don't be bringing E-40 and Bob Marley in this, nigga.
One love to the gay people. But that one. Juicy. That juicy pussy does it for me.
That's a wild line with the six E's. Yeah.
That juicy pussy does it for me.
And then, hey, He spun around and his legs is in the air. Now Meek Mill is wild. Now, y'all need to get him, dog.
Who is letting Meek type that shit?
Nigga.
They can't
stop him. The Dream Chasers asleep. They can't stop him.
Cody Glenn said that was a lot wild lie. It was, bro.
I don't think
no straight man is going. Oh, I'm sorry, dog. I don't know
what
if
happened?
That was sexual me and the type me with six E's and a smiley face. Like, I don't, bro. Like, I don't. If Act texts me and said, "Pretty, you coming on the podcast with me with a smiley face," bro, I would probably block Act.
Podcast block over, my nigga.
I'll probably block her. I was like, there's no reason you should be sending me that.
I'll be honest, motherfucker. Like, where's Hoodie?
Yeah, bro.
And, like, yeah, I'm blocked. Amore messing me. Hoodie hit me up, and you sent him me with six E's. He said he's no longer getting on the pod.
And a smiley face, bro.
And a smiley face. Like, what is wrong with you? The pod's over. Hey, I swear to God, that's how I be feeling when niggas just send me K in a text. Don't be just K-ing me, my nigga. You tell me okay, like a normal person. Hey. You tell me okay, I don't like it. Hey, speaking of shit we don't think we gonna do, you gonna hop out the truck like Shannon Sharp at Total Wines, nigga, throw your hands in there. You gonna throw your hands in the air, twist your hips like Shannon Sharp.
Hey, first off, let me say this. One love to the gay people, but Ack is clowning today.
Hey, one love to the gays.
One love to the gay people, bro.
Hey, man.
Let me make sure we say that.
Do your thing, because, hey, ain't nothing wrong with whatever you like is what you like, but, hey. Unk got out that car like that. They said Unk was a baddie getting out that car.
Oh, man, that nigga got out the car like, boy, I try to tell you. That nigga looked like every bit of Miss Nettie getting out that car.
They said Unk was a baddie. And my nigga got out, threw his hands in the air like, I said, what is wrong with him?
That nigga, dog, with that damn purse.
That nigga, that was... So was the purse. Look, they said with the orange purse.
Yeah, that nigga, bro.
At Total Wines.
What guy posted a video, got a 4 million views?
Val, who got the 4 million views? See, I don't follow this. See, this is, where is T when you need her? Val, is this the Louisville dude that posted his shit, like the 54 episode shit that other people had on TikTok that people was going crazy on?
Speaking of Louisville, that nigga Twani sent me a video that was like Louisville fans trying to get away from the
from what?
Louisville fans trying to get away from the Yum Center.
What you mean? Cause the Cardinals is terrible.
And then it was a bunch of shit like that woman driving that truck over the Second Street Bridge.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of shit like that, motherfucker driving over bridges and all kind of shit. Hey, 20, bro.
Hey.
You from there, bro.
We are trying to get away from that shit. Hold on. Val won't tell us about Lil Buddy's. Hold on, Val. We'll get you all real for a little bit. Talk about Lil Buddy's video, because I don't know. What the? Hey, but I'm running from the Yum Center too till they get rid of this nigga.
Okay, so listen to this, y'all. So last week we was all up here night, and there's a guy. I'm in the bed, nigga. Shit, and I'm getting high. What the fuck? You all meddling on my headboard. Let my headboard be what it is.
Give us the story, Val.
Okay. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? So me and Luther Chauncey was looking at this video, and it was a chick in Park Hill that, okay, first of all, let me paint the picture. She was in her underwear outside talking shit to her baby daddy. They walking all through Park Hill. She got a machete. It's raining. She ain't got no shoes on. But she telling him he gonna get back, go back in his goddamn house.
What?
I don't know.
Baby. Why? And he's recording her the whole time. Why did they hit 4 million views in 2 days? Because she got a machete. She got a real machete. She about to cut his motherfucking ass. And I said, well, what did you do? He went back in the goddamn house. I mean, she had a machete.
Damn.
This was the night before the truck went off the bridge. But I was like, oh my God. Are we threatening men now with machetes? What is going on?
Let me ask you this, Val.
What?
What was that gay?
No, it was a girl and it was a guy. Oh, okay. The girl had the machete. The guy was scared. And that I nigga, said, I know you went back in that house. He said, fuck yeah, I went back in the damn house. She wasn't done.
4 million views.
4 million views overnight.
Damn.
Damn.
And so, he, you know, people was talking shit, and I'm like, no, don't come over this way with that shit. I don't want no nigga where I'm going to be outside in my drawers with a machete and no shoes on, and it's raining. No, baby, I don't want to sit. Take it over.
Val, they said send them the video.
Oh, it's on my page, but who wants the video? Just anybody.
Yours truly, Brit.
Yeah. But the girl coming off the bridge, that was just, you know what I'm saying.
That was
I'm
crazy.
I'm grateful that they saved. Wasn't that crazy?
That's a fact. Crazy. We appreciate you spreading the local news about the 4 million views, Val. Thank you.
Baby, when I send it to you, you ain't gonna believe it, cause I'm like, I ain't never seen nothing like it in my life. You got to be mental to have a machete. First of all, that's not a collector's item.
Nah.
And then you're going to behead the person that you just slept with. Was it good or bad? I don't know if it was good, if it was bad. What happened that you want to cut this man?
That's crazy. Well, all right, Val, we're going to let you go back to bed.
I'm in the bed, nigga. What you mean back to bed?
Peace. We appreciate you. Stay on. More to come. Later.
Hey.
Shit. Hey, shout out for everybody rocking with us on the pod. I seen Brute Lights come on. I see Baylor the Great get on here. Baylor the Great, are you still on here?
That was Val Watts with your local news.
That was Val Watts with your local news, man. Catch us each and every Monday. Val's going to come over here and share some shit for us.
Man, I know we might have to have a 60-second segment of Val Watts telling local news.
Hey, because that was funny. That was funny as hell.
Man.
Nigga, you meddling. We meddling with her. She came on the pod. We meddling.
I know. In the bed.
In the bed. All right, let's get back to it. Look, speaking of women, the woman claims it was Diddy that shot her in the face. It's not Shine. Like, hey, this is my point. Like, I ain't saying guilty or not.
You could have had a better transition. Speaking of women.
Man, the woman claims that 99, that Shine didn't shoot her. It was Diddy. Diddy shot her in the face.
Hey.
Bruh, Diddy can't catch a break. Huh?
I believe
it. You believe it? Y'all believe all things that come out about Diddy.
I just believe it.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was always too much fishy shit behind that situation.
Nah, it was always super fishy, but like, I guess she figured, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit's coming out about Diddy, she might as well come out and, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing about it is if you go back and look, she always said it was Diddy that shot her.
Oh, for real? See, I didn't even pay attention to that.
She's always said Diddy shot her, dog, that she seen Diddy shoot.
Damn. But yeah, it was always some fishy shit. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But anyway, I'm sure we're going to have more Diddy news next week. You know what I'm saying? Shit keep coming out.
Yeah, something else.
Something else coming out every week, bro. Every week. And once again, there has not been one person that has come out and said that, nah, it don't sound like my nigga Diddy. Not one.
Man, did y'all know Diddy was fucking Puff Daddy?
Not one, my nigga, at all. Shit. What else we got, man? Hey, listen. Cam and Mace, yo. Do y'all think Cam and Mace bought Dame Cheryl Rockefeller?
Did they say they did?
They jokingly said they did on their show. Like, yeah. But they kept talking about it and joking, and it's almost as if like they really did buy that shit because they kept saying it. And then they kept saying, "Excuse me, if we allegedly bought it." I feel like they might have bought that shit.
So
they might have did.
They might have had enough money to hire Mike Jackson. They might Mark Jackson. I said Mike.
He said Jackson. Mike. That's crazy. Jazz MJ, my nigga.
Yeah, they had enough. money to hire Mark Jackson, they might have bought that shit, bro.
Yeah, they might have did that shit. Like, that was big jokes on her, too. They was like, this is the ultimate revenge. They was laughing. But then they was like, nah, man.
Diddy. I thought Cam fucked with Dane,
though. Yeah. Yeah, I think they both do. I think they both cool with Dame now.
Why is that ultimate revenge then?
Like, because, you know, at some point, you know, Cam and Mace both have their issues with Hov, you know what I mean? Effect. So, you know, he was trying to buy it. But they said they just doing good business, so I ain't mad at them, though. But they talking about they would sell it. They said they would sell it back. They do it for hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? They sell it back to the original owner. I can only assume that they talking about, you know what I'm saying, Hov, probably. But that's some funny shit. Just thinking about it. Nah, I don't know. I'm just thinking it's some funny shit of all the everything that's gone on with them and Rockefeller and Biz and Hov and all this, that whole group of niggas that they were on Dame Cheryl Rockefeller. Now that's just some funny shit. So, but yeah, I fuck with they show too. And that, yeah, that's crazy, man. That's good that they hired Mark Jackson. I'm gonna say Mike like you. He got his own show now. I ain't checked it out, but that's just dope because the NBA definitely done blackball Mark Jackson.
Man, they don't fuck with Mark.
Nah, not at all, dog.
Let's call that nigga Mike again.
Yeah, almost did.
Call that nigga Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Shout out to Mark Jackson, though. Like, I got to check that show out, man. Cam, they said Camden brought him a duffel bag full of money, and he was like, yeah, you did. He thought they was bullshit, but he's like, yeah, you know I can't take that duffel bag though, right?
But Mark Jackson?
Yeah, they bought him a duffel bag full of money.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he didn't take it, but of course he did proper business, right? Yeah, I guess, but he wasn't taking that duffel bag full of that bread.
I wouldn't.
Huh?
I wouldn't either, nigga. I need that to show on the tax return.
Yeah, we need this legit paperwork and this all these, you know what I'm saying, electronic transactions. Yeah, to show. Yeah, we need that paper trail. That's a fact. What else we got before we roll up out of here, man? T.I. and Shaq. They said the current hip hop landscape is kind of like the NBA, bro.
T.I. and Shaq said.
T.I. and Shaq said that. Well,
how the fuck did T.I. and Shaq get together?
So T.I. was on Shaq's podcast. So they started talking about the current state of the NBA.
Okay.
So T.I. was kind of like, it's like the recent crop of rappers. He compared it to the NBA. Like, if the NBA just let any nigga come on the court and play, he said it's kind of like what hip hop rap is now. Like, he's like, we let anybody in. You got your good.
T.I. said,
yeah,
the nigga that's trying to be a fucking stand-up comedian.
That same nigga, bro. He said, you got your people that's talented and your people that ain't.
Nigga, did you see the Comic View trailer?
Yeah, I seen, because I think you posted it. Everybody was funny, and his shit was kind of like, bro.
And that's what made... And I said, I wonder if that's the best joke they can find for that nigga to put out.
Or maybe they just pulled, hopefully they just pulled any random clip, though, my nigga.
That shit was hot garbage, bro.
Best clip.
What the fuck is up with Delicious? Out of all the shit that women want to fix, Lashes?
Sound just like it.
I was like, hey, man, nigga, no. I'm going to skip that episode. Nah, man, I'm going to watch it. I'm gonna watch
You gotta watch it, bro. Movie. You gotta watch it just to see what he talk about, just off that one clip.
That shit's stupid.
I ain't seen none. Like, he's been doing stand up for a little bit now, but I ain't seen no other clips. I don't know if that was the first clip I done seen. My nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Cause they shit been funny, bro. If the nigga was funny, you have to imagine there'd be clips everywhere, dog.
And wouldn't you think that he would post clips too?
If he was funny.
If he was was funny like all the time, but instead we got to see King all the goddamn time.
What the fuck is up with Lashes? I said, bro, this shit is terrible. Dog. Ain't no way.
I was gonna say get back to rapping, but nigga, he's supposed to drop his project, supposed to be his last project. Focus on that, my nigga. Go out with a bang. But yeah, I mean,
what the fuck is the Lashes ain't gonna be?
What the fuck is the Lashes ain't gonna do it? Everybody's clip was funny as hell. Even Tommy Davidson. And Tommy Davidson used to be funny.
Tommy Davidson like that no more.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, damn, he getting old. He ain't funny no more. But even his clip was funny.
That shit was hot garbage, bro.
That shit was trash.
And I hate that. Hey, I really do fuck with T.I., dog. Like, I like T.I. I definitely like T.I. music.
Yeah. But I don't know. I ain't with the Clifford Harris, yeah. The comedian, my nigga.
The fuck's the Lashes?
The fuck's the Lashes?
I want, like, he's sat down and wrote that, dog, for that to be the punch. So that's crazy.
He came up with that. That was it. He said, this is what's gonna kill him.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see some improvement, though, dog, because, like, the niggas in his circle, like, he got Duval, niggas like that in his circle, dog.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he got funny niggas that he's around all the time.
Yeah, so maybe this is old.
Yeah, maybe he's gotten better. Maybe this was filmed like a year or two ago. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? They be having some shit in the bag for a long time.
And I'm all for trying to start finding another career once, you know, one is winding down, especially in this rap shit, because, bruh, they want you to only rap till you're 29 years old and then get the fuck out.
They want you to leave. Yeah. Now, they want you up out of here. They don't want to hear nothing.
So I'm all for
we can't go on.
Finding a second career.
Yeah. You got to get that shit off, bro.
I think he should have stuck with acting.
He definitely should have stuck with acting. Like, I don't understand why he stopped.
Yeah, I don't think. Now, he wasn't the most amazing actor ever, but I think he can get some street nigga roles. You know what I'm saying?
He can get some quality roles. He done played a few different things. He can get some quality roles, bro. Yeah. Like, that's two niggas that probably should have kept acting. Like, I don't know why he stopped. I don't know why Bow Wow stopped. Like, I don't know what the fuck's up.
Bow Wow turned into Big Bow Wow. That's why.
Is that what happened?
He ain't look cute little nigga no more.
Nah, that nigga still get some acting off, dog. Like, I don't even know what the last thing he did was. Lottery Ticket, Bow Wow's last movie?
Nah, I think he's did more since then. I'm trying to think, though.
He did a Tyler Perry movie.
yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did that shit. Right. Yeah, he did that for sure. But shit, man, listen. I think we're going to slide all up out of here. Hoodie, what you got, man? What you got coming up?
What you say?
What you got, man? We're going to get on up out of here, man. What you got? What you got coming up, man?
What's going on, dog? First annual OHM Awards is June. The first Saturday in June. I can't remember the day. Music coming. I got the yacht party coming.
Oh, yeah, the yacht party.
We still working on twerking and brunch shit. I can't even tell you, bro. I got to take a mental break sometime soon because this shit is getting crazy.
Hey, bro, you need a break. You need a break for real. My nigga Hoodie, like, y'all niggas need a vacation. Y'all need a vacation, bro.
Man, who you telling, bro? We think about, hey, we think about after everything is done, bro, just driving on out for a couple of days. We've been thinking about it for real.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Duffies, man. Y'all got a lot going on. A lot of shit been happening, man. Prayers to y'all. Y'all definitely need to deserve a vacation, bro.
Man, most definitely. Appreciate it.
Y'all tap in with Hoodie, man. Got a lot of shit going on. Maybe make sure y'all follow him. Catch us each and every Monday, man, on the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Look, Spin That Block. We be here each and every Monday. Out. Tap in with the All Things Apply Podcast, man. Me and the fam.
Shit,
yeah. Follow All Things Apply Podcast. Tap in with me and the family, man. We be cutting up. New episode coming soon, so tap in. Make sure y'all tap in with us. Like I said, Spin the Block. We here each and every Monday. 8 Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central Standard Time. Look, we in here. Fuck with us.
Hey, one of these days, me and my old lady popping up on there, dog, with y'all. Just
that's for sure. We got to get that out. Yeah. We're going to tap in with an episode.
Call it what are they gonna call it, couples night or something like that.
Some shit like that. We gonna laugh and cut up and act a fool on that shit.
Hell yeah.
For sure.
Most definitely.
But then look, man, we out, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. Until next week. Peace.
All right, y'all be easy.
Yep.